The first room of the museum reveals that the artistic capital of Ulot was born as a result of business and commercial demand. The important Indiana's industry, that is, printed cotton textiles, settled in Ulot in the late 18th century. This type of fabric demanded careful printing techniques to produce the patterns on the cloth. It was then that several entrepreneurs suggested the creation of a drawing school to the city council. This is how a requirement that had arisen from the incipient Industrial Revolution turned into an educational project that would transform the history of the city. The School of Art became the differential factor of Ulot compared to other country capitals of similar size. Modernity, industry, pedagogy, and art went arm in arm in years of changes and transformations. In this space, we will focus our attention on Indiana's fabrics, a real innovation at the time, while we see some pieces of religious art, the most present artistic expression in the city until then. These works were not only intended for church worship, but also in the households of wealthy families. Highlights here include the headboard of a bed. In fact, beds from Ulot were decorated with edifying religious motifs, were in great demand all over the world.